The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody, welcome to the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. We want to tell you about our new sponsor, which is Chesapeake Outdoors, our new old sponsor. Glad to have them back, Chesapeake Outdoors. We got a little squeezed because of my poor time management on the last break, so we'll just talk about them now. Why not? Top of the hour, right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Chesapeake Outdoors. They're located at Route 50 East, exit 39B, coming from the bridge, Dominion Road on Kent Island. If you're GPSing it, it's 1707 Main Street in Chester, Chesapeake Outdoors. You'll see the big building on the right as you're coming, approaching the exit on 50. But they've got a sale on certain merchandise. And their regular stuff, I mean, is, you know, rods and reels and tackle for Chesapeake Bay and the tidal rivers and freshwater for snakeheads and striped bass and perch and catfish and all that stuff. They have all that. But they do have the new Muzzy Bow Fishing Packages. Two different models, the LVX and the Vice. And you've seen these Rambo electric bikes. They have them in stock. Crossbows include, Raven and the 10-point crossbows as well. Now, the Raven 500s are on sale right now, today. Raven 500 crossbows. Tell them you heard about it on the radio. Also on sale, Home Defense Shotguns by Chiappa. And Escort, at least 10% off. 10% off or more, and these shotguns start at $279 for home defense. Can't ask for anything better than a pump-action shotgun for home defense, and that's what these are. If you're looking for one, stop by. And then the great fishing apparel by a company called Hook, spelled H-U-K. You've seen that on people who fish. You've seen the hats and so forth. H-U-K, 40% off the Hook fishing apparel. 40% off. So stop by Chesapeake Outdoors today. Of course, it's dove season. It's bow season coming up this Friday. It's coming Friday. It's resident geese season. They've got everything you need for every type of hunting season. Don't forget, you can get your straight wall cartridge rifle there. Anything from a 350 Legend to a 450 Bushmaster to a 4570 and more. They either have it or they can get it for you. Calls, decoys, and camo. All at Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B. Sale on selected items. You can always call them, too. 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. All right, let's get into the show here. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? I think Aaron is fielding a call as we speak. So you can get in the Fish and Tackle giveaway. Tackle Box Tim called earlier. He's got some topwater baits and a rattling lipless crankbait. He calls it a rattle trap style bait. Rattle trap is a brand, of course, and those are going to be given away at the end of the month. All you got to do is call in, leave your name and number with Aaron, and he will record that at the end of the month. Robin will put all the names associated with numbers in a random number name generator, and she'll come up with a winner. How about that, Robin?
Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Good job. Once you call in, leave your name and number, you just got to go on the air for a second with Robin and me. Just say, just want to get in a contest or ask a question, make a comment. We wait for your call.
Just act like you want to be here, and we'll
Huh?
Just act like you want to be here and talk to us.
Okay. We had a couple callers that had to drop off last week. We don't know if they're going to call back this week or not. We had Richard from New Zealand, and he was on hold for quite a while, and I guess he had to bump off. And then I think we had somebody by the name of Randall from the Eastern Shore that I think Robin wanted to talk to that person. So if you have a chance, you get a chance, call back. We'll be here. I know dove season doesn't. Doves don't come in until noon today, but there might be some folks out there setting up for, you know, for resident geese.
It's going to get noisy.
Yep, about to get noisy, that's for sure. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You weren't here when I was talking about the corn and crab chowder from...
I was hollering from the other room.
You were hollering from the other room.
It was excellent.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I could have eaten
another barrel of it, huh?
Oh, my gosh, it was good.
Yeah. Robin.
What?
What do you call a frog that is illegally parked?
One of these days I'm going to get one of these. I don't know. What do you call it?
Toad.
I would have not gotten that one. Okay.
Nope. Thank you.
Was that a Joe?
That was a Joe. Yep. That was a Joe. I like those little short ones, you know.
Uh-huh.
I read a joke the other day that went for like 2 hours to get to the lame punchline. It's like, why did I even participate in this? It wasn't one of his.
That sounds like a couple of the ones you tell. Takes forever to get there. I always tell you, what do I tell you all the time?
I know.
What?
I don't remember.
Reader's Digest version, please.
Oh, that's right. You want the Reader's Digest version. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay, 410 WCBM 680, ladies and gentlemen, save me. Save me, please. So I love pickled eggs, and I've got pickled eggs sitting in front of me. I love them. I mean, I just love them. I'm like Cool Hand Luke, you know. I can eat 50 eggs. Well, maybe not 50, but I love pickled eggs. So I get them at the farmer's market when I go. And Robin likes the deviled eggs, more so than the pickled eggs. But
I bet there's a lot more people that would agree with me, too.
Well, maybe so. But you know what I like on them? I like to cut them open, cut them in half, and I like to, instead of salt and pepper, I like to use seafood seasoning on them. Oh, well, you need to try that with one of your deviled eggs one day.
I am not somebody who likes seafood seasoning on a lot of stuff.
Oh, I do.
I'm not. I like seafood seasoning on my seafood. Okay, I don't need it on my pudding or something.
Nobody said put it on your pudding, but it's good on popcorn. And it's good on eggs. I love it on eggs.
A lot of people do. It's just not me.
A lot of people like hot sauce.
I don't want it on my French fries. I don't want it on.
Oh, that'd be good.
I love pierogies, and there's that one place in town that puts it on the pierogies.
You don't like this?
I always just ask for it without the Old Bay seasoning on it. That's all.
Well, I didn't name a brand, but you did. So.
Okay, sorry.
But that's all right. That's all right. You know, J.O. Spice is...
I like J. Oh, I'm not getting into this, but you know what I like.
I know you like J.O. We had J.O. Seasoned crabs the other day. Our son-in-law steamed a bunch of them up. But that is the crab house spice, no question about that. So, anyway, people have their preferences.
Do crab prices go up this weekend?
Crab prices will be up this weekend, no question.
So we can't get any crabs this weekend.
Well, I didn't say that either, but we'll see.
I'm kind of thinking maybe a dozen.
Maybe. Let's see what happens. Let's talk to Jim in Finksburg. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for saving me.
Good morning to you.
How you doing?
So far, so good. I'm sitting out here and just looking out over the beautiful landscape of my backyard. I've got about a half an acre over in Finksburg, and
yep,
nice
transplanted Baltimorean.
Yeah,
from the old row house neighborhood.
It's different, isn't it?
It is. Well, now when I hear the shots go off, usually it's the hunters.
Exactly.
Alan is a transplant too.
I am a transplant as well. Yeah.
I stole him from the Western Shore.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm talking about?
Oh, listen, man. Probably 25 years ago now, New Year's Eve, I walked outside my house in right off Liberty Road near Randallstown, out, you know, outside the Beltway.
Yep.
And I said at the time to Kathy, I said, look, I'm going to take my voice recorder out. I didn't, we have cell phones, and I'll take my voice recorder out for the radio show the next day. And it was New Year's Eve, was Friday night. I said, I'm going to record how many shots go off.
Yeah, man.
In 1 minute.
Yep.
96.
I don't doubt it.
96. I mean, that neighborhood was well armed. There were you know, whole magazines being fired into the air. There were shotguns, pistols.
I hope
there were no rifles, but there were a lot of guns going off.
I was over in Northeast Baltimore around Chesterfield Avenue, if you know that area,
yep.
Blair Road.
Yep.
And loved it, man. I mean, nice two-bedroom row house, and you know, raised my daughter there, and you know, it was pretty cool for the most part. You know, all the manicured lawns, and you know, I used to have a 100-foot extension cord and electric mower, and I used to go 100 feet this way, 100 feet that way,
mm-hmm.
and my neighbors loved me. You know, I cut all their grass. But anyway, yeah, the point was, at some point, you know, there were a lot of shots fired, but some of them hit people, and I decided that it was just time to get out. But anyway, long story short, I'm out here in Finksburg now, and I saw something the other night. I don't sleep real well. I kind of do like 2-hour naps and stuff.
Sure.
You want to text me? I'm on a 2-hour rotation myself.
I'm going to ask you about some things too, as a matter of fact, when I'm through with this.
All right.
But yeah, so I've got a above ground pool, and it's about it's a 4-foot pool, and every time I get up, I look out my window from the bedroom. And I saw these, what I thought was a fox, running across in the front of the pool. This was a couple nights ago. And,
right.
I looked at him and I said, nah, I've seen fox go, you know, across the bottom of my property before. And usually they're lone, you know, there's just the one. But, these were a couple of them, and they were giddy up and across the, you know, across the lawn. And it looked like, in comparison to the pool, you know, looking at that as a reference, they were kind of about a little more than 2 foot tall. I'm guessing they might be coyote.
Yep, you're in the right area.
Coyote up here?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen them prior to this, but, you know, like I said, I've seen fox, and I'm you know, I can easily recognize those, but... But yeah, they were just giddy up and across the lawn, and they looked more like almost, I want to say dog-like.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Like a German Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, yep.
Yep, no question.
Now, are they any kind of a danger to I've got a dog. I mean,
yep.
She's a coon dog, I guess.
Well, I don't know that they would mess with a coon dog, but anything smaller, dog, cat. You know, they're not that selective.
Yeah, she's about 45, 50 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
You know, a sniffer like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, she'd probably avoid them, no question. But
all right, cool. Yeah, so yeah. In other words, make sure that as a walker, I guess, just.
Yeah.
Now, are they a threat during the daytime? I don't think they
are. It all depends. I mean, it all depends on how hungry they are. It all depends on, you know, whether they may or may not be rabid.
Yeah,
did anybody see the video of this woman that was attacked in her yard by the gray fox?
Whoa, it was horrible.
Oh, it's a horrible video. She's standing out on her sidewalk, and it's all caught on her video from her house.
Is that in my neighborhood?
No, I can't remember where it was. Robin can tell us where you are, where it was. But
I can't remember. I'll find out.
Yeah.
It wasn't around here.
No, but I mean, it came back again and again and again and again. And just, I think
wow.
She suffered like 16 bites or something from it. I'm not sure.
Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, she kicked it, it'd come back. She, you know, she suffered some tremendous injuries from that thing. Of course, had to go through the shots and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we had a. I think it was a black bear. I'm not a hunter or you know, much of an outdoorsman, but yeah, I love it. But one of our neighbors, our immediate neighbor, had a bear in the driveway.
Yep. Not
a
surprise.
Little bit of a surprise. They were leaving for work, and I think it was actually in the local newspaper. And it was pretty cool, you know. I mean, but, you know, nobody was hurt or anything like that, but she thought it was a dog. And it stood up, and she said, that's not a dog.
Not a dog.
That's no dog.
Nope.
So, well, anyway, Robin, if I could ask you a question.
Yeah, sure.
You have much more pleasant voice than your hubby there, but no offense intended.
I like it.
So I'm transitioning from, let's just say, a less than stellar lifestyle, and I'm trying to get myself, together.
Uh-huh.
I'm just wondering if I want to make that transition. I'm not a veggie guy. I can't stand freaking vegetables. I'm sorry. Hope I didn't offend anybody with that language. But
nope.
But I can't stand vegetables. I mean, there's like maybe three that I can tolerate.
You like fruit?
You're my daughter.
I love fruit.
That's it. That's the way to go.
Fruit and protein.
I eat some cantaloupe. I eat some, you know, some peaches and, you know, apples and stuff like that.
Fruits and proteins. Stay away from the rice. Stay away from the bread. Stay away from the potatoes.
The carbs.
Carbs. You're right.
Really a lot of fish. Do you like fish?
Yeah, I do.
Fish is really good for you. It's good for your heart. It's good for everything.
Love salmon. Got some good recipes for salmon.
Monk. We love monkfish, grouper, you know.
I haven't really tried any of those. The thing is, I guess... my concern is I want to make sure I get the full nutrition out of the fish when I cook it and, you know, the proteins and so forth when I cook it. So I try not to, like, overload it with salts and, you know, things like that. You know, I try to keep it as simple as possible.
And don't overcook it.
When I
first met Robin, she was eating salmon that, you know, I would call sushi. And you learn to like it, almost a rare, you know, just done, and mostly just done on the outside and warm on the inside, and you know it's the taste is far far better than the way people cook it. Just
well,
kill it, you know.
Well, so along those lines, I did some the Swedish way of fixing the salmon, smokes that night.
Cedar plank?
Yeah. Well, no, not cedar plank. I'm not talking about cooking it. I'm talking about curing it.
Oh, smoked, probably.
I don't know. Whatever.
I can't think of it. Yeah, it involves vodka.
Involves vodka? Okay.
That works.
Never mind. We shouldn't go there. But,
Are you talking about ceviche?
No.
Not ceviche, but what the heck? I can't think of the name.
I'll figure it out during the break.
Yeah.
But anyway, you do it with, I think it's salt and sugar and some vodka, and you basically, you know, just kind of cure it, and you leave it sit for it. And I'm telling you, it's delicious. I mean, it's like almost like a cured ham or something, you know.
I'll figure it out during the break and let you know. Real quick, do me a favor, okay?
Sure.
If you can, pick out a vegetable that you don't completely hate. It sounds like you really hate them all, but like a squash or something like that, right? And put some. I know. Just listen. Just try this. Don't fry it, but try roasting your vegetables instead of just the way your mom used to cook them for you.
Yeah.
Put them on the oven at 450, hot heat, with some onions and tomatoes and squash or something like that, and roast them, okay, with some salt, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, even balsamic vinegar. Just give it a shot, okay, and I think it'll change the way you think about vegetables.
Yeah, one of the things is it's more of a textural thing with me, I think, you know, because, like, onions, I like the flavor of onion, but I just, to bite into a piece of onion or something.
Try roasting them. Just try it.
Yeah, I just made some really good crab soup yesterday. As a matter of fact, we had some leftover crabs, and so that's a good way for me to get my veggies. It seems like when I do it in soup, you know, it's I guess because it's cooked down and you know that sort of thing. But I guess my biggest question is about the nutrition, the nutritional value of that kind of thing. You know, I mean, once you cook it down and keep cooking it, doesn't it lose all its nutritional value?
Not all of it.
Not all of it, but it does reduce it some. But if you're doing it in a soup, you're getting it in the broth anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, cool.
Hey, listen, appreciate the call. Thanks for that.
It was interesting. Thank you very much.
Great to talk to you guys.
Have a good one. Thank you. All right, cool. Cool. All right, Lee, we're going to have to give you, I have to wait here for a minute.
Sorry, Lee, my fault. I talk a lot.
No, we're behind in our break, so we might have to combine a few of them. You okay with that, Aaron? All right, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just about anything you need for fishing and hunting. And crabbing as well. I was talking to Mike the other day about the minnows called black salties, and he said they are the best bait for striped bass, for live bass. I mean, you can live line them. You know, if you don't have spots, stop by Clyde's and get some black salties. Because they get, you know, you can get some 5-6 inch size to them. Snakeheads under a bobber, even largemouth bass. If you like to use live bait for bass, you know, just be careful the way you hook them and so you can release them. But Clyde's has the big salty minnows and most of the live bait, you know, all the worm baits, the bloodworms and that type of thing for fishing. Of course, the baits for crabbing are the frozen baits, you know, the chicken necks and that the salted eel and that type of thing. They've got all the bait. I mean, people love bait. They like to fish with bait. I have no problem with you fishing with bait, neither. I like to fish with bait. So Clyde's is the spot. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway, exit number 9, 410-242-6108. And don't forget, they've picked up the line of CVA muzzleloaders for the early muzzleloader season. They've got all the models, and you can check that out right there. That website is clydesfishinggear.com. Now, Backyard Billy's. Let's talk about Backyard Billy's. Stopped there the other day. They have that great poly furniture, the tables and chairs and the at least 300 Adirondack chairs. They have Adirondack chairs that swivel. They have high-top Adirondack chairs and the high-top tables outside. They have, you know, the tiki bars. They have the gym sets. They used to call them swing sets for kids. They have sheds. They have, and if you buy those bigger items, it's free setup and delivery within 60 miles. And you know, if you're going to the if you need it over at the beach, Delaware Beach, well, they can do all that too. The full line of barbecue grills, Traeger, which is the Bluetooth controlled, they call it Wi-Fi'd. You know, maintain your heat, maintain your flow of pellets. It's a pellet grill. The Big Green Egg and the Kamado Joe are you know, grill smokers too. And a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits. You know, fall's a great time for having a bonfire, having a, you know, cooking outside, cooking hot dogs in the fire pit and s'mores and that type of thing. Don't forget the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And they are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, stop by Spurry's Tire the other day. I talked to Brent. I said, Brent, I need some work done on the truck. He goes, we got a guy that can crawl underneath your truck and figure it out. He can, you know, no problem at all. I said, great. I'm going to come see you. I'll set up an appointment. And while I'm here, I need a set of tires. So he made a couple suggestions on tires. He said, you know, give me a day's notice and we'll get you squared away. Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. They've got the American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and Michelin and Yokohama and all the other brands. Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model. And any maker model of garden tractor, farm tractor, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, anything in your backyard, they got the tires for that too. You get the idea. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including diagnosing your check engine light, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin, satisfied for over 30 years, or Robin and me. How should I say that? Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410 410-822-7384. That's 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Now, I told you about Chesapeake Outdoors at the top of the hour. Let me tell you one more time. They've got some sales going on. For those of you who wear the Hook, H-U-K, fishing apparel, 40% off all H-U-K, Hook fishing apparel right now at Chesapeake Outdoors in Kent Island. Home defense shotguns. These are reasonably priced for home defense. They are made by a company called Chiapa and another company called Escort, 10% off at least, starting at $279. Raven 500 crossbows. People love those Ravens. They're hard shooting. They are the hot lick. Raven crossbows, the 500 model, on sale. And then, of course, they have the regular fish and tackle, crab and supplies, live bait. Matthews compound bows, 10-point crossbows, firearms by Remington, Ruger, Browning, and Savage. Don't forget they have the straight wall cartridge firearms. If they don't have it, they can order it in all the straight wall cartridges. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Kent Island, exit 39B, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road. If you want to go there with the GPS, it's 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. For calls, decoys, camo, and ammo, it's Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Yes, I do. She said, I don't have to go right home, and I would kind of like to be alone, son. You would. I said, me too. And so we took a stroll, wound up down by the swimming hole, and she said, do what you want to do. I got silly and found a frog in the water by a hollow log, and I shook it at her, and I said, this frog's for you. She said, I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what it takes to love me.
Jim Stafford.
That should have been the first song we danced to.
Could have been. Hey, we got a lot of callers on the line. We got.
Go ahead.
We can't take a tremendous amount of time with everybody, unfortunately. But, hey, we like when everybody checks in. Let's talk to Lee in Towson.
Hi, Lee. Morning,
Lee.
Hey, how you all doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. I really enjoyed how that went down last week with the fishing tackle.
That was great.
Yep.
For anybody,
went ahead and sent me a package too, which I thought that was quite special. I'm impressed with his work.
Yeah. And just an all around good guy, you know.
Yep.
Plus, yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All around good guy.
Happy writer.
Yep. Tim Ligo, way back. I think I published his first article way back.
Oh yeah, yeah. He did a thing on a smallmouth in the gunpowder years ago, many years ago, and it got me to go down there and try it and actually read an article that worked where I actually caught some fish.
Yep, exactly.
But one of the things I just wanted to touch base on was in a customer's home the other day. I mean, he had a antique lure collection.
Oh.
In his basement, and Alan and Robin, he had these glass fishing lures, and I'm like, you know, they're clear glass, and I'm like, I'm talking to the fella, and how do these, you know, how would this catch a fish? You know, it's on the top, it's clear. He says, no, you see the little cork in the end. You fill it with water, and then you slip a minnow in.
Put a minnow in it. Yeah.
Oh, that is so cool. I did not know about them.
Yep, I've seen them.
I've seen this stuff, but it's just, the evolving of fishing lures, and he had an unbelievable amount of old lures I've never seen. I've seen some of the old head and stuff that Granddad had.
The Bassarinos.
The last ones was spectacular.
Well, see, now, Lee, you've given me something. I've never seen one of those, and that's now my new goal to find one.
Somewhere in my shed.
They're just through the roof.
Oh, I will tell you, I had an original Hedden Dowagiac minnow, and it's a prop on both ends. I think it had three treble hooks.
I don't know what that is.
Well, it was just a fishing lure. Okay, it had a big wire eye on it and so forth.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm going to put this in the Kathy's antique booth and see what happens. Put $125 on it.
Uh huh.
It was gone in a day, and I thought, you know what? I just screwed up. But you know,
he had some of these lures valued in the thousands.
Oh yeah, no question.
I mean, this guy's top notch collector.
Sure.
That's a very, very unique collection.
Yep.
But interesting.
That's cool.
And Robin, I will eat my veggies all day long the way my wife roasts.
There you go.
Don't you love roasted vegetables? I think roasted vegetables are the best thing.
You know one of my favorites? you core out a cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
A whole cabbage. Cut the core out. Put an entire stick of butter in there.
Yeah. Oh, my.
And roast that bad boy on the grill in aluminum foil.
Well, my wife did some in a food processor, zucchini. I've never big a zucchini, and it came out as noodle-looking.
Yes.
A spiralizer? Yeah, okay.
Spiralized. I thought it was some sort of noodle.
Yeah.
Zucchini.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, who's going to eat the last of this? Give it to Lee. He'll eat anything.
Yeah, Lee will eat it, yeah.
I made something with Alan the other night that he had never had before. It's my take on ratatouille. Because I don't like eggplant, so I don't put eggplant in it. But it's got onions, tomatoes, zucchinis. Oh, what else do we put? Mushrooms.
Squash. Yellow squash, mushrooms.
And mozzarella cheese.
Oh.
And he ate every blasted bite. Do we still have some left?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's for lunch today.
Yep. Yeah. It was delicious. I mean, you know, by the time you got all this mozzarella in there, you know, and you're turning it with a spatula in the grill, and it's just kind of oozing over. I'm like, oh, man.
It just doesn't get any better. Yeah.
It was quite good.
He had never had anything like it.
No,
so.
It was wonderful. So.
But a little different than Mom's, you know, boiled string beans on the top of the stove.
Yep, sounds good. Hey, Lee, we got to leave you, buddy. Thank you.
Okay.
Sorry, Lee.
Have a good one.
You got
have
it. Good yes, indeed. You too. Is Stan still with us? Stan?
I think
he's there.
Hey, Stan.
Good morning, y'all. I'm just packing up. I didn't think I'd have time to call in today. Hey, the weirdest thing, all these cars are mad at me because I got my four ways on. There was a cat in the middle of the street.
Okay. And?
They were mad at me because I stopped, but I was close enough to see the name tag on the thing, and it said, Kessie.
Okay.
CSX. Damn right I stopped.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I don't blame you.
I got a question. Either you or Miss Robin get a copy of anything I sent you?
I did, yep. The tackle shop stuff and the pictures of from your ute. Yep, I got all that. And then I got the poem, too.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
I got to read the poem. I haven't seen
now,
the poem yet.
Now, who did this?
That was my dispatcher.
Your dispatcher. Do you get to see him?
I'm sorry?
Do you get to see him?
Her?
The original poem is by Tim Stoltz.
And she sent it to me, yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is for her dad, Kenny Kirchner.
I believe so, yes, sir.
If it's the same Kenny Kirchner from Centerville, I hunted with Kenny. I knew Kenny, and I knew Kenny's dad.
I know the name. I know I do.
Yep. Yeah, I knew both of them. So find out, if you would.
I will do that.
Okay.
So I got to jump out. I don't understand technology. I was just trying to get some good stuff to you.
That's good.
I love it. I want to read the whole thing. He only read me part of it. But I know that name, so I think I know them.
Yep. God bless the water.
Yep. Well, you got it, buddy. Hey, thanks.
All right. We'll see you on in a little bit.
Hey, thanks for being nice to the cat.
Size matters.
Yeah, see you, buddy.
Bye.
Let's talk to Clay in Owings Mills. Hi, Clay.
Hi, Clay.
Hey, good morning, folks. Nice to talk to you.
You're one of my favorite callers now after all that stuff you got going last week. It was great.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool. I was happy to hear all that.
Yep.
Hey, when you talk about pickled eggs, are you talking about red beet eggs?
Red beet eggs, yes, sir. Red beet
eggs.
Yellow
ones.
No, red beet eggs.
Okay. The yellow ones, the straight pickled eggs, are also very good. But I never tried them until I met this Mennonite family up in Pennsylvania that used to do them.
Right.
Just straight pickled eggs. And
straight pickled eggs,
they're
yeah.
They're also very good.
Yeah. Well, here's the way I do it. Okay, I get either two cans or two jars of Libby's or some of the other pickled eggs. I don't like the sliced ones so much as I like the small ones, okay? You know, the round ones.
No, you get beets,
right.
Pickled beets.
Pickled beets, excuse me, pickled beets. Okay. So I use a bowl and I use equal volume of sugar and vinegar. So if I use a half cup of sugar, I use a half cup of vinegar. 3/4 cup of sugar, 3/4 cup of vinegar. It's liquid to dry, but it's just the way my mother taught me, okay? So I mix that up, try to get all the sugar to absorb into all the vinegar. If it doesn't, let's say I use a half a cup of sugar and a half a cup of vinegar. If it doesn't absorb, then I'll just start incrementally adding water. I'll add a cup of water to that. If that doesn't work, I'll use a cup and a half. Sometimes it'll be 2-1. Sometimes it'll be 3-1. The secret is in what you put in next. It's not just the vinegar and the sugar. Salt and pepper, regular salt and pepper, but white pepper and cayenne pepper, and not much of it. And that's what gives it the zip. Then I'll dump in the beet juice off the beets. Then I'll add the eggs and I'll put the beets on top, and I'll just put it in a plastic container and let them turn purple. I love it, love it.
That's about the way I make mine. But
yeah.
You said you like crab seasoning sprinkled on them afterwards, and I'm one of those people. I'm not a big fan of putting crab seasoning on everything.
Yeah.
There are people that put it on their salad.
Oh yeah,
on their cantaloupe.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I'm not. I was in a restaurant once. I ordered calamari, and it came out piled with crabs.
Nah, I wouldn't like that.
I don't want that.
No.
I want the calamari, not crabs.
Right.
And,
yep.
But one other quick question. When you see it's getting into the time of the year where you'll see and hear all the geese flying south, especially down there on the eastern shore. When you look at them in that V shape, one side of the V is always longer than the other side.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
You know why?
I'll play along. How about that? No, Clay. Why?
Because there are more geese on that side.
You and Alan should get along great.
I love it.
Clay, I just got an email from John B., Liam's grandfather. He said, please tell him thank you again from me, my family, and Liam. Liam asked if those would help him catch bigger fish. He's hoping what you helped him get will catch bigger fish.
Well, there you go.
I hope it does.
He said, you're a good man, made my little grandson very happy, and old grandpa pretty happy, too.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Awesome. Thank you again from me, Clay. I just really enjoyed it.
Sure. I'm glad I could do that. Now, if I win the muzzle loader this winter, I'm not giving that up.
Aw, come on, Clay. Be a sport.
Yep, that's mine. Especially not to any youth.
No. we were talking about crabs, you know, and Captain Don said, crabs? I just gave a dozen crabs away to my neighbor. I'm like, hey, I'm Fred Rogers. Won't you be my neighbor?
Really?
I can make. Lord. I can drive today.
Yeah. We'll see you soon. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Clay. Thanks for your generosity.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thanks.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Have a great weekend.
Bye bye. Let's talk. What?
Joan in Parkville.
I was just going to say, Joan in Parkville. Hi, Joan.
Hi there.
Hi, Joan.
Good morning, Robin and Alan. I have a question. I have a gun here, a pistol.
Okay.
And it's Manufactured by Savage Company.
Okay.
New York, patent number November 21, 1905.
Ooh,
the 32
wow.
Caliber. Is this okay. worth anything?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I want to get rid of it. How do I do it? And do you have any idea how much it's worth?
I do not know, Joan. Did you leave your name and number with Aaron?
I didn't.
Or could you? Would you trust me to give you a call sometime this coming week?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. We can talk about that. Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah, but I don't know how to text or...
You don't have text. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'll call you. Yeah, we'll put you on hold, okay? And we'll get your number, and then I'll call you later this week. Is that okay?
Oh, that'd be fine. Thanks for the help. I'll hold for your...
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And Aaron will take care of Joan, and we'll talk about some of our great sponsors here, including Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's, here's a question, okay? Do you have in your house a beautiful fireplace? I mean, it might be gorgeous, but you never use it. You know, you look at it, and it's a feature on the wall, and you go, man, I wish we could haul some wood in here and heat this thing up and get the crackling fireplace. Well, you know what? We had one of those, too, right here in our back room. We never used it, just sucked the heat out of the room in the wintertime. Well, we fixed it when we went to Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace stove and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I, after shopping a lot for a gas fireplace insert, selected Hearth America and the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty of the firebox, and the overall look. I mean, the glass and everything in the front, beautiful, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries the Enviro brand, and they also carry Regency. And I'm telling you, you need to act now before the fall rush if you're considering a gas fireplace insert. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the future cold weather. It will be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week. That's right. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Hey, if you need some last-minute stuff for bow season, you know, a new pack of broadheads, or, you know, you need a couple of arrows for the crossbow, you need some lighted nocks or something like that, well, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop and check that out? Also, check out the CVA muzzleloaders. But with dove season here, with geese season, resin goose season here, I'd like to talk about a Browning shotgun that you might be interested in. There's a couple of them. The BPS Field. It's a newly designed stock. The BPS is back. Larger trigger guard, matte blue finish barrel, and forged machined steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, which is nice. A satin finish walnut pump action, all with superior fit and a new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are available if you prefer the rough and tumble synthetic stock. You may do that as well. Here's another nice gun. I don't talk about it much. It's the Maxxis. This autoloader was built for waterfowl hunting perfection, designed for waterfowl hunting by the fine folks at Browning. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers, the new power drive gas system reduces recoil for the Maxxis shotgun. Make sure you check one of those out for sure. And then finally, the A5, I got to talk about that. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. Recoil-operated kinematic drive autoloader with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. The A5, all available. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Phone number 410-242-6108. Just off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's Fishing Gear. .com, open 7 days a week. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood,
is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an